Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to see everybody here that's able to be out this morning. We see some empty seats. I hope those not here aren't feeling too bad. I hope they'll be back here quickly. As you can see, you're going to have a substitute song leader this morning. Also, we got a substitute preacher, I guess, too, on that, so it's a different morning. Let's start with There's Something About That Name, song 100, 100. There's Something About That Name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Please stand for prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we humbly come before you this morning. We thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, all the blessing of life that you have so richly bestowed upon us. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with all those who are among our number and our friends and families that are sick and afflicted. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Be with those who've lost loved ones recently. Comfort and strengthen them also, Lord. We ask you to help us be better Christians, better examples. Help us always love and support one another. Help us always have a forgiving heart and willing to forgive those who trespass against us. Dear Lord, we ask you that you would be with the church here in Elax and our sister congregations. Help us to grow spiritually and numerically. Help us always love and support one another. Dear Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Please be seated. Scripture reading this morning comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. In the Pew Bible, that's page 1589. 1589. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Brother Jim.
If you want to mark your Bibles for the invitation song at this time, it is number 616, 616, Love Lifted Me. And after you've got that marked, God Is So Good. 716, 716. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me. God is so real, God is so real, God is so real, He's so good to me. I love Him so. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. He's so good to me. He'll come again. He'll come again. He'll come again. He's so good to me. Tom Shepherd, next.
Morning. 6:16 will be our invitation. I'd like to take a few minutes this morning. As you see on the board, Romans chapter 8. Won't make it real long. I'd like to get a few thoughts this morning. And hope you can leave here for a little bit of thoughts from God's Word. Paul talked till midnight one time in Acts. Preach till midnight. That's a long time. I won't do that. Mayor told me don't preach till midnight. We won't do that. Okay, let's look at chapter on your screens there, chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Ernie read this. There's therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What's he saying here? There is therefore now, that's now, no condemnation to them, us, who walk out in, which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the Spirit, or after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Condemnation, what's that mean? Deliverance from the old sinful man. If we walk in the Spirit, we've been baptized into Christ and become children of God, we're walking in the Spirit, hopefully. We do away from the old sinful man. However, to continue the freedom we have, one must continue to walk in Christ. To walk in Christ. That's the new law, the New Testament. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There it is, the law. That's the new law, Christ, when he died on the cross. The new law came in. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me, or you, or anyone who's walking in the Spirit, free from the law of sin and death, the old law done away with. The old law could not save man. Their sins had to be, when they sacrificed animals, their sins just moved forward. When Christ came and died on the cross, that done away with all that. And now we walk in the Spirit when we're baptized into Christ. The gospel. The law is in the Spirit is the gospel. It will guide us in all truth. Let's look at verse 3. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, I went kind of touched on this, God sending his own Son in the likeness of flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He died on the cross, did away with, he put an end to sin. Verse 4, that is if we walk in the light, if we walk in the Spirit. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, it's awful easy to walk in this flesh, isn't it? We're not perfect. Sometimes we get doing things we shouldn't. And we have to repent and get back to God, don't we? To walk in the Spirit. What is some of the things of the Spirit? I'd like you to turn, I'm going to turn to Colossians. It's on the screen. I'm going to some scriptures in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. If you have your Bible, I appreciate you following along. Colossians chapter 3. We're baptized into Christ, we put on the new man, verse 10 says, which is it renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. He says, verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, you've chosen God to be your God and serve him, be holy and beloved. You put on bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness. That word meek don't mean we're weak. We're calm, gentle people. Unless sometimes we have to get the other way and something in the truth. Long suffering. Forbearing one another. Verse 13, Colossians. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so do you. Now he says in verse 14, this is spiritual things, not fleshly. Above all things, put on charity or love. That's the main thing, have love. Which is the bond of what? Perfectionist. Then he says, let the peace of God rule in you, to the which you are so called in one body, one church. And then he says, be thankful. Them kind of spiritual things. We know fleshly things are in Galatians chapter 5, 22, adultery, fornication, and lasciviousness, and greed, and all those things are not spiritual, them fleshly things. We might ask ourselves or say, well, I'm not doing adultery, fornication, and all those things. But he says, in such like things that are fleshly or other sin, we could put money or anything before God. We don't have to be rich to put things first before God, money or anything. If we have $100 and we think more of it than God, that's fleshly. Nothing wrong with having money or doing good works. We want to do good works. Paul told Timothy to do good works. The rich. Put your money to good use and do things that's good. Verse 4, Romans again. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We'll go on now. For they, verse 5, that are after the flesh, what do? We mind the things of the flesh. But they that are of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You know, we as Christians today come here, hopefully walking in the Spirit, and try to walk the best we can walk in the light as God wants us to do, and keep away from the fleshly sinful things. When we sin, we ask for forgiveness and go on and do our best. For to be carnally mine, that's fleshly, what's he say? It's death. Death. We're all going to die physically. But this means spiritual death. To think on things of the flesh and do those things, and that's the main thing is put God first. If we put other things for God, that's carnally minded. And that's, we could lose our soul, is death. But to be spiritually minded, he says, is life and peace. Life and peace. That's spiritual too. I think that's heaven. Because in this world, we can have peace of mind if we follow God, serve him, and grow in spiritual things. He's going to give us peace of mind. But it's life after this death is what the Bible teaches mostly, spiritual things. Because this earth's not going to last long. We're not going to live forever. Let's go on now. Romans 8, 7 and 8. We're not going to do this whole chapter, take too long, but I got other verses I want to go to. Talking about the love of God. Because the carnal mind, there it is again, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. You know, the fleshly mind and fleshy things of this world is against spiritual things, against God's things. So then they are that are in the flesh, what? Can't please God. Can't please God. Let's go on now. But there we are. We are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. What's he saying? Day of Pentecost, when he's baptized into Christ, they received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And if we don't have that Holy Ghost been baptized, we're none of his, it says. But he's also saying, if we have not the Spirit of Christ, if we don't walk like Christ walked, we're not perfect like him, but Christ was gentle, helped other people. That's the spirit we need to have as Christians, to do his work, work in the church, love others and love their soul. This is what Christ is like. That's the spirit of Christ. And I sure want to be one of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. I want to go to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. I'm going to read a couple of verses in Romans. This whole verse is about baptism. If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with him. Verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead and do indeed to sin, but alive unto God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Become a Christian and we're a new person in Christ. We'll go on. Sonship. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead also shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit and that dwelleth in you. There it is. He raised up Christ from the dead, and he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. When we're buried in Christ in baptism, we're raised to walk in newness of life. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. We are obligated. We're obligated not to live after the flesh. God doesn't want us to live after the flesh, earthly things. Or we enjoy our earthly things. Yes, but not sinful things. Okay, I'm going to skip over now and go, I'm not going to go through all that chapter because it's so long, but it's a good book. I hope you'll read it and go over it at home. The whole thing is, what can separate us from the love of God? What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. We can see nothing here. There's one thing, though. We'll get to that later. I'm going to go to the Old Testament over a couple people there who knew that nothing could separate them from God. Nothing could separate them from God. How do you do this? Okay, I'm going to go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The Lord's talking to Joshua. Moses died. And God's talking to Joshua here. And he says, I want you to be strong and of good courage, verse 6. For unto this people shall you divide an inheritance, the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. But he tells him in verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all of the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or the left, and I'll be with you, and whatever you do shall prosper. Them strong words from God. And he says, this book of the law, verse 8, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. There's another way we can keep spiritual with God, is to meditate on his word. How do we do that? We know his word, and we think on it through the day sometimes, get strength. Psalms chapter 1, the Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, who stands away of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he will meditate day and night, Psalms 1. Meditate day and night. You'd be surprised, church, if you'll think on scriptures when you're having problems through the day. Take time to think. Know scriptures and meditate on them. How it'll help you. Verse 9, I want to read Joshua. Have not I commanded you? Be strong, good courage. There it is, courage. It takes courage to live the Christian life. Neither be thou dismayed or confused, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. Be strong, good courage. Takes courage to be a Christian, doesn't it? You remember in Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were supposed to bow down to the king and worship the idol he made, several feet in height and width, a golden idol, statue. And if anyone didn't do that, we all know the story. It's going to get thrown into the fiery furnace. Did they give in? You know what they told him, the king? If you remember, we don't care what you say, king. Our God will take care of us. If he don't, we're still not going to bow down. If he's going to lose their life, they wouldn't bow down. Bible says, be faithful unto death. Not to death, but unto. If we have to suffer for our Lord. Never know. Never know. But they didn't give in to the king. And they wasn't hurt or harmed a bit in that fiery furnace. The Lord was with them. We'll go on now. Chapter 8. For they are the sons of God, verse 14 says. We are the sons of God when we become Christians. And God made it possible with his son. He was in the flesh, no sin. And we can become the sons of God. Move on now. Go on to a few other verses there. Effect of sin. In Romans chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Now, if we're children of God, true children, we're heirs of God. We have heirs that's passed on. Now we're joint heirs of God and with Christ, that if we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. Inheritance. Isn't it going to be wonderful to inherit the heavenly home? We might not have much here on earth as far as physical attractions or riches. A lot of us worked all of our life, 40-some years, and we've been blessed, but we might not be rich as far as materials or money. But look here, we're heirs of Christ, and someday we're going to inherit all the gold you ever dreamed of, walking on streets of gold. If whatever that streets is, God has made it beautiful. Can you imagine walking on those things? For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, verse 18, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Anything in this life cannot be worthy of what we have in store if we keep ourselves right and faithful unto God. We'll go on. Go over them, because I'm not going to spend all the time on those verses. We'll go to 8. Let's go to the last part of that chapter, Jim, in Romans chapter 8. Okay, Romans 8, 27 and 8. For he that searcheth the hearts, there, who is that? Who searched the hearts? I can't search your heart. Are you mine? We don't know what each other's really true heart is when we're behind closed doors. But our Lord searched the hearts. He knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things, what? Work together for them that love God. All things work together for them that love God. Do we love God? We put God first. Then all things will work out. Not everything's perfect. We're going to have a lot of problems, whether it be health problems, financial, whatever it is. But he's talking too about the next life. It's going to be a lot better. Nothing in this life can come close to that. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, to be like more like Jesus, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Christ was the first one to die on the cross and come back to life for the brethren, for the church. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. Christ is the only one that can justify us. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Going on. The assurance of victory. This is a great chapter, I believe, in the book of Romans. Okay, what can we say to all these things? There it is. If God's for us, who can be against us? That's something we need to keep in our minds. If God's for us, we shouldn't have to worry about all those people out there that's against us. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him for us all. He died for all, didn't he? How shall then he not with him also freely give us all things? He gave his own Son. He surely will give us things. And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect or chosen? It is God that justifies. He's the one that saves through our obedience. And who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Now, what can separate us from the love of God? Tribulation? Distress? A lot of that in the world, isn't there? Stress, distress. Or persecution. You read about the apostles, they suffered persecutions in the new law. And when they were beaten and things, they left the town and they rejoiced because they suffered for God. We don't see that here. We never know what's going to happen in the next future, but it's talking about them at that time, this verse. Or distress, or persecution, or famine. That's hungriness, nakedness, or peril, dangers, or sword. A lot in there, isn't there? Can any of these things separate us from God's love? It shouldn't. Verse 36, as it is written. That's very important. It's written, writing of God's word. For thy sake we are killed all the day long. That's what some of the early Christians went through. Were killed daily because they stood up for God's word. We are counted as sheep. They was just like sheep for slaughter. Animals going to, or cattle or whatever, going to the slaughter. A terrible thing to go through, wasn't it? Next verse. At the end of it there. Okay, Paul says in all these things, we are what? Conquerors. You ever see teams that conquers one another in their sports? Boy, they really conquered them, didn't they? He don't say that here. We're not conquerors. We're more. Christians, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Through who? Christ. We can be more than conquerors through these things, church. Verse 38, for I am persuaded, Paul said, I know that neither death nor life. Terrible thing when we lose loved ones, their death, isn't it? But he's persuaded neither death nor life, anything on this earth, our lives, nor angels, any angels, nor principalities, powers, things present, things to come. What's going to come? We don't know. Paul's persuaded. Let us be persuaded. Let us know that nothing can separate us from God. If we keep ourselves right, walk in the light, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Reminds me in Psalms, I believe it was David said, where shall I go? If I go up to heaven, or if I go down the sea, deepest sea, wherever I go, you're there. We can't get away from God. He's there. We don't want to get away from God. But you know what? A lot of people don't care if they're with God or not. God's there. Nor height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is where? In Christ Jesus our Lord. There's no way we can be out of God. It's in Christ. No way to heaven except through Christ. But let's look at this, please. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But there is one thing. If you read the scriptures, what can separate us from the love of God? He's there. He don't leave us. But what can separate us? Ourselves. if you probably heard people say, boy, where's God at in my life? God didn't leave anyone. We leave him. Sometimes Christians fall away. They leave God. He don't leave us. But that's good to remember. We ourselves can separate us ourselves from God. He don't leave us, but he won't make you stay with him. He won't make you obey him. We have to do that ourselves. And that's the only way to do that is obey God. And that's through becoming a Christian. We all have heard this many times, but you can't change it. We have to believe in God. We have to believe in Christ. We have to repent of our sins, confess him before men that he is the Son of God, not be ashamed of it. Repent. Change our way of living. And if we sin after we become a Christian, we need to ask God to forgive us and walk in the light, be buried in water for remission of our sins. That's what the Bible says. There's no other way. We can't change it, alter it in any way, and still have the divine word of God. If there's anyone here this morning who needs to obey the gospel, we plead with you, come. We sure can baptize you into Christ and become a child of God the way the Bible teaches. Or if you're here and you've drifted away from God, and sometimes we get weak, we need to come back, because we don't know when our time's up here on earth. There's no promise of tomorrow or tonight or when Christ will come. So if you're here, we beg you or plead with you to come while we gather. Jim will lead us in a song. 616, please.
Please stand. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard the despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me.
should be when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
You may be seated. Thank you, Tom, for that lesson. Well done. Turn now to 134, I believe it is. It will prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper. Oft we come together.
Oft we come together, oft we sing and pray. May we truly worship as we this holy day. Help us, Lord, thy love to see. May we all in truth and spirit worship thee. May we keep in memory all that thou hast said. May we truly worship as we eat the bread. Help us, Lord, thy love to see. May we all in truth and spirit worship thee. May we all in spirit, all with one accord, take this cup of blessing given by the Lord. Help us, Lord, thy love to see. May we all in truth and spirit worship thee.
I believe Brother Mark Randolph is up next.
Does anybody need communion this morning? We come and we surround his table and remember what Christ did for us upon the cross. Just like in that song that we just got done doing, it says we come often to come together. You know, we're commanded to come up on the first day of the week and partake of the Lord's Supper every Sunday. And that's what God has told us to do. And we're partaking of the bread that represents his body and the fruit of the vine that represents the blood that he shed upon the cross. I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 14 and read there from Mark chapter 14 and read through 20, starting with 22 and read through 25. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." You know, like I said, we're to do this upon the first day of the week. And God has given us what we need to do and how we're to do it. And we're to do this in remembrance, in remembering of what Christ did for us upon the cross. Let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for the bread. Our Father in heaven, we'd like to thank you for letting us be able to come and surround this table in remembrance of what Christ did for us upon the cross. Bless this bread for its intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're also to partake the fruit of the vine that represents his blood that he shed up on the cross. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we like to continue our thanks and for what Christ did for us, and bless this fruit of the vine for the intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, separate and apart, partaking of the Lord's Supper is the offering. And we're also told in the Scripture to do this upon the first day of the week. And let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for that. Our Father in heaven, we like to thank you for, we know that everything that we have and we get and everything always comes from you. All we have to do is right now is, like, say, look outside and see all the trees and the flowers and all that blooming. And we know that comes from you. Be with us as we give back a part of what we've been prospered for the work of the church. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.
As Mark mentioned in his prayer, it is a beautiful day, and we're here to enjoy it. A few announcements, get a bulletin, a lot of information in there. Our gospel meeting coming up real soon, next week. Somerset Ladies Day next Saturday. If you're able to attend that, that'd be a good thing to do. Also, different things, different congregations in the bulletin. Quite a few folks have been sick. Susie Gibbs recovering from her back surgery. Jim texts there that Friday and said that she was doing well, so that's good. Keep so many in the prayer list here. Just get a bulletin, look at those folks, keep them in your prayers and thoughts. Robin Thager, this is friends of Dave and Rosa. She had open heart surgery, then she's had a couple mini strokes, so keep her in your prayers and thoughts. Sue and Steve, they're sick this morning. Also for the doorkeepers in the back. When you're doing that, please make sure you lock the doors. Is there anything that I should know about and I don't that needs announced?
We want the McReeves that are traveling. They went to West Virginia.
So okay. McReeves away traveling. Okay. Keep them in your prayers. Anything else? If not, if you're able, please stand. We'll be dismissed by closing prayer.